Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're joined by Dr. Jay Wofford now with U.S. Dermatology Partners to talk about something that really hits us hard this time of year, especially as the weather changes. And we've got a big weather change coming for the weekend, we understand. Dr. Wofford, thank you so much for the time today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, John, for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So is it just me, or is it, you know, when the weather turns cold, maybe this doesn't happen for everybody, but especially around my knuckles and everything, I mean, I just get dry skin. It starts to get red. There can even be times where I start bleeding this time of year. Is this common?
Yes, it's definitely not just you. This is a common condition that affects, I would say, most people, if not all people, to some extent. During the winter, I always tell my patients winter is dry skin season. And there's multiple reasons for that, but it's definitely a common thing that most people experience.
So what causes dry skin?
So, I mean, it's pretty simple. Dry skin is essentially a loss of water from the skin that causes the skin to feel dry, to even crack, or feel peely, or almost like it's sloughing off. And in extreme cases, like you've experienced, it can crack open and bleed. The reason that it's more common during the winter is multifactorial. So you combine colder weather, which generally comes with less humidity in the air, with some changes that most people make to their habits or their skincare routines in the winter that also further dries the skin. For example, people tend to take longer, hotter showers during colder months, which makes sense. But exposure to water, especially hot water, strips the natural moisture barrier from the skin and exacerbates dry skin. Additionally, we crank up our heaters in our house, and that just further dries out the air, which also is another factor that can make your skin more dry in the winter.
So what do we need to change up to try to combat this dry skin surge here in the winter months?
Yeah, you know, I think the most important thing that I recommend people do is just to get in a good moisturizing routine, usually twice a day in the morning and in the evening. Best time to apply moisturizer is right when you get out of the bath or the shower. And I tend to urge people to look for moisturizing creams. I think people commonly gravitate towards something called a lotion as opposed to a cream, but I think creams are better. They tend to hydrate the skin better. They're a little thicker, and they just work better than lotions do. And so getting in the habit of using a good moisturizing cream twice a day will be the most important thing. Other habitual things people can change to the extent they're able to is taking shorter, cooler showers, using less soap when appropriate, just because exposure to hot water over long periods of time and use of soaps strip the moisture from the skin.
I remember last year, this is all coming back to me now, you know, especially as hand washing was all the rage, and it probably still should be. How much can the increased hand washing play a factor in our dry skin?
Yes, definitely. Hand washing dries out the skin on your hands. And again, it's that exposure to water and soap that just strips that moisture barrier. And, you know, with in the middle of a pandemic, we're told to wash our hands. And so that can definitely aggravate the problem. A couple tips I'll often recommend my patients try to do is gravitate toward a hand sanitizer over soap and water when appropriate. Obviously, if your hands are visibly soiled, you're going to want to use soap and water, but otherwise a sanitizer, believe it or not, is actually less drying to the skin than soap and water is. Additionally, getting a good hand cream, keeping it by your desk or somewhere where you can get to it to apply after you wash your hands can definitely help restore that moisture into the hands after washing or sanitizing and reduce the chance of your hands cracking or splitting. As dermatologists, we deal with dry skin all the time. Another important thing I recommend people look for is signs that they may have something beyond just simple dry skin. You know, dry skin can get cracked, it can get peely, but if you're seeing a lot of redness or inflammation, or you're experiencing itching or pain, it's possible you have something more than just dry skin. You could have a more significant skin condition like psoriasis or eczema. And if something like this is happening to you, I urge you to see your dermatologist to be evaluated.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.